We are moving forward with our worship service. Eventually.
Try to get them to quiet down. It's a job.
It's all right. We're having fun. This is all right.
I'm in no hurry. It's sideways.
What sideways?
Well, that isn't what I saw on my computer. That's not what I saw on my computer.
Thank you.
There you go. Okay, I just wanted you to be able to see what the kids are looking at. That's a very strange picture, you can tell. First time I saw it, I couldn't figure out what it was. Oh, Sean, you want to give one to the pastor so he
can see it? I'm seeing just fine.
Can you see? Well, you need to see it up close.
I can. Well, there we go.
Here, Sean, I have another one.
Oh, thank you. He has plenty.
I'm sorry, I forgot to give you one.
Whoa.
Okay, what is that?
It looks like pencils.
It's pencils.
It looks like a demo board.
That's from Dungeons and Dragons, right? Stranger Things. Well, look at it very closely. What is?
Oh, they're yellow and orange pencils. And green.
It is. It's a piece of artwork made up of pencils.
Inside the thing of a blue thing is upside down colored pencils to give it that color.
Exactly right. A pencil is a very ordinary thing, isn't it?
Yes.
And can you believe that somebody made a piece of artwork out of ordinary pencils? A pencil can do a lot of things, even though it's very ordinary. It can write a letter to cheer someone up. It can write a wonderful story. It can draw a picture. It can do all kinds of things. I think you're probably right. So a pencil can also teach us some very important lessons. Everything you do will always leave a mark. You might not realize it, how it affects other people, but other people will know. Okay. Well, you see, you just thought you were being nice, but it was really important to your grandma, right? That's good. So you want to live your life remembering that everything you do leaves a mark. And what can you do if you make a mistake with a pencil?
You can erase it.
And you can erase your own mistakes if you own up to it and say, I made a mistake, I need to make this right. You can erase your mistake. You have to remember that what's inside of you is important. Without the lead and the pencil, you really can't do much. So it's what's inside of you, it's what's in your heart that is important.
So if you do an action and it can't be fixed, basically the lead's breaking.
I think you're right.
You chewed up the eraser.
Or you chewed up the eraser. You guys are good. What happens when your pencil gets worn down and doesn't really work very well? What do you do with it? You sharpen it. And we people, grown-ups too, not just kids, we need sharpening too sometimes. We face tests in our lives and we learn the lessons that those tests teach us, that we're getting sharpened and we're learning. And I've actually learned sometimes more from making mistakes than from doing things right. So we're all going to get sharpened from time to time. And can a pencil do these things all by itself?
No.
It takes a person's hand to guide the pencil. And we need to be guided by hands as well.
What about a robot backing roll?
Well, that's not the pencil doing the work, though, is it? It's the robot. Okay, whose hand should be guiding you?
God.
Who else?
Jesus. Our sins.
How about your mom and dad?
Them too.
Them too. and your teachers and your church family. Those are all people who can help you and guide you. Okay, and we all need to be sharpened sometimes. So the story about a pencil should let you know that you are a special person with unique gifts and talents, and only you can fulfill the purpose for which you were born. So I think you will all do very good things, and never let yourself be discouraged or think that you can't. Be like the pencil. Remember that the most important part of you is what's inside of you. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Dear Lord, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for these precious children, and we ask you to guide them as they make their mark in this world. Help us as grown-ups to be guided by your hand as we help guide these children. Thank you for this lovely day and this amazing church family. And I have some colored pencils to give you to remind you of how important you are and that you will make a mark in this world, but not on your mom's walls. Thank you for coming up today. You may keep the pictures if you want them.
Amen.
Amen.